Hey y'all, much prosperity. I want to talk to you guys briefly about what I just read. Well, actually, what I just listened to and viewed, and what I was responding to on the comments of the video on YouTube. Now, it really throws me for a loop. Because, alright, so basically what I seen was, it was on Comedy Hype. That's a, entertainment source for, comedy relief type of thing, you know? So, so they were basically saying that the, I'm like child, this shit has thrown me a little bit. But it only, and you know, like when you know something is true, but then when you get the confirmation, it just fucks you up because it's like that's really how it is. But so Lunel had posted something up or whatever on her page. And I don't believe she was looking at it like, oh, it's the first day of Black History Month. But that was somewhat of the conversational piece. Like, that's what people drew from it. You know, so she made a post with a company. Let me go on here because I want y'all to really get the depth. So I'm gonna look her up right now on Instagram while I'm, you know, chatting with y'all real quick and see if I can find her. Okay, I'm not gonna do all that. But anywho, and the thing was basically, you know, a message about, you know, I guess the LGBTQ committing suicide or whatever. And if you need some resources, here are some resources for you. Boom. Baby, the Black people, allegedly, because I didn't even look at it, but from the video, let her ass have it. And one thing I can respect about her is that she stood 10 toes down. I thought she was going to backpedal or backtrack because of all the, you know, backlash she was receiving, but she didn't. She stood to her guns, and for that, I respect her for it. But to me, it's just like, so the people were making the statements or whatever, and I can't remember all of them, but like I said, it's on Comedy Hype, and that's a YouTube-based channel. So you can look up Comedy Hype and you'll see the interview with Lunel. I mean the discussion with Lunel, comments and stuff. But what really struck me is that the way the girl was implying, like, I don't know if she meant it, mind you. I'm thinking because of her outwardly appearance and me somewhat judging her from that, I'm thinking that she is of the LGBT community and that she was going to be somewhat of a voice of reasoning, a voice of balance. Baby, was I fucking wrong? Mama applied from my perception of what she said, because you guys listen to it and you might get this perception. But my perception of it was that, honey buns, you can't be, basically, like she's like, oh, gay people and Black people and the Black Lives Matter movement or the Black movement, whatever, have different struggles. And it's like, how I took it was like, girl, like, so you saying that Black people was never slaves? Like, I mean, Black gay people was never slaves, or gay people in general was never slaves? Like, I'm confused. And maybe that's just my thinking. But that's what she said led me to. And it was like, child, that's totally opposite of it. So I was just done with the whole thing or whatever. Like, you know, like they weren't 100%, well, from the people that spoke, they weren't 100% against her. But they weren't, you know, I would say they were all a strong 50%. Well, one of them was 65%, which was kind of surprising. But the other two was 50% with her and 50% against her. So it was just like, and then the comments. So I was just so mad. So I was just letting off a steam of comments because I tried to let out how I felt behind what I heard at that moment. And I was commenting on some of the people's things. And it was just a lot of hate being spewed and stuff. You know, like, and it's just like, why does somebody's existence makes you any less or makes you any more? Or, like, why does a person's mere existence in a community that y'all share can't impact you so much? Like, it just blows my mind. But also just reaffirms what I said. Because, see, let me tell you something about us as LGBTIQ people. We are built off of motherfucking oppression and motherfucking, being ostracized. I've always said this, and I'm going to continue to say it. Nobody wishes to be ostracized, to be oppressed on a daily basis for near existence. Even with me being under the trans identification, when I didn't understand God's plan for my life, I used to be like, child, I wish I wasn't gay, I wish I wasn't this, I wish I wasn't that. Like, this shit is just not, it's too fucking much. It's too much to live your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? It's very mentally daunting just to live, just to go to the store, just to do this, just to do that, just to do this, just to do that, because if you're in an area that is, you know, black or just urban, you know, it's very dangerous for people like us. And who the fuck wants to live always feeling like they are being hunted? Or like they are just always the odd one out. Like, that shit, nobody want to deal with that shit. Like, seriously. And that's what motherfuckers need to get in their head. People don't want to deal with this shit. You get what I'm saying? People don't want to deal with this. You know, like, but it's the author. And then as I understood and got closer, I built a closer relationship with my God, I felt better and more, like, you know, I felt more understanding of it. Like, people was quick to say, oh, being gay is against the Bible, da-da-this, da-da-that. Okay. Also, women don't have no rights coming from the Bible. Women must bow down to their husbands compared to the Bible. I think pedophilia is okay in the Bible. I believe that they had slavery that was okay in the Bible. But we're going to keep it on the topic at hand. I knew for a fact when I got my breast implants and I laid on my table. No, I knew for a fact when I woke up from getting my breast implants in the recovery room. I knew that God was on my side. In my head, it was like, yo, either I'm going to die on this motherfucking table because what the fuck my thought process is isn't right. The thought process that was given to me from my father, I'm thinking like, this shit, it ain't right, and I'm going to either die on this table, or this is just going to let me know that God's on my side. And that's what it was. You get what I'm saying? I woke up and I knew. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody said. I know what God has done. I know what my God has done for me. So that, like, my experiences can never be disputed. I won't even allow a conversation for them shits to be disputed, because you can't tell me what the fuck I know for a fact. You know? So, but they're quick to say, oh, it's against the Bible, it's da-da-da-this, da-da-da-that. No. It's these toxic masculinity, it's these toxic macho masculinities, it's this toxicity environment that people live in. And it's sad, but it's normally from the black and urban community. White communities, Indian communities, whatever, they might mention it, but they don't strike fire to the iron every time something pops up. You get what I'm saying? And what I've learned is, and I'm going to keep saying it, is that the ones who outwardly, every time they see somebody, okay, you might see somebody once or twice, and be like, oh, that's a, you know, whatever. But every time you see one of the girls or one of the LGBT people or whatever, every time you see one of the LGBT people, you always gotta say something. That's because you repressed that homosexual desire within yourself, and now you hate anything that is living free, that you aspire to be. People hate what they aspire to sometimes, you know? So, and it was just like, you know what, bitch? Like, it's sad to say, but I don't give a fuck about Black Lives Matter and none of that shit, because like I said, we deal with oppression every day. That's why a little shit they be talking about, it really don't even be like shocking. It be like, what? And to be quite real and quite frank, the cops don't even fuck with me. That's the real shit. Like, the cops don't even fuck with me. So it's just like, you know what? Even if they did fuck with me, I still probably would have the same stand front, because any way that you could be, you could go to a Black Lives Matter, whatchamacallit, like a Black Lives Matter protest, being trans, and get jumped by a bunch of men. I'm not sure of the dynamics of it, but I'm pretty, like, looking at her, looking at the girl who got touched, she was, you know, she was in her hormones, she had a look, she was very pretty, and a lot of times what it is with these men too, which I've experienced before, is that a man will get mad at you if they are attracted to you and they don't know that you're trans at first. They get upset. And it's like, for me, my thing is like, it's like, you're mad at you for being attracted to me, and opposed, you can't beat yourself up or you can't attack yourself, so you're gonna wear me out or try to wear me out because you upset. So, baby, all I'm saying is, I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't wish no bad on nobody or nothing like that, but I just don't fuck with the Black community. Like, I'm good off that shit. I am good off of that shit, because at the end of the day, we all have a plan, we all have a purpose, and it's really sad how the community has been doing this for years. Years and years and years and years and years. And like, that shit just blows my mind. But, yeah, like, I just really had to speak about it or whatever, and I really just respect Lumnell for being a real ass bitch and standing on all 10 toes, because she could have backpedaled. You know what I'm saying? Her thing is, because in this community, it seems like everybody is like, it seems like when you're in a Black community, if you're gay, you're first gay and secondly Black. You get me? Like, you're not Black, like, it's not like you're a Black gay whatever, or you're a Black trans woman whatever. It's, no, you're a trans person who happens to be Black, or you're a gay man who happens to be Black. It's fucked up, and, you know, it ain't the same for everybody, and for the ones that, is, you know, that doesn't go through that, or haven't experienced that, that's great, and for the ones that do experience it and stuff, that you claiming you Black or you repping the cause don't make you no less or no more. You get what I'm saying? You do your part, but do it safely. If you feel like you want to, you know, you want to be an activist for the Black community and stuff, but just be safe. You know, stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Keep your stones, keep your stones. You know, keep whatever keeps you connected to connected to the universe. Do it, and you know, and your path will be guided. So I just wanted to speak on that, child. Like, that shit just drained me severely. And then, like, the people, like, somebody didn't respond. I mean, nobody didn't like my shit, but they responded to it or whatever. And it's like, oh, the Black people don't ain't the only ones that do this, this, and that. And it's like, nigga, I'm just like, it's majority of Black people. And you must be a part of the problem. You must be the one to oppress us, because a hit dog will holler. You know, like, sweetheart. I mean, like, come on. I mean, not, I mean, in a sense, I hit the wahala, but in a sense, I did. It is open dialogue. But it's just like you coming in defensive. What I'm speaking on is how I felt as though I spoke on a few things, but in that post, all I spoke on was how I felt like the lady was going to have a different opinion from what she had. And then when she made that statement, you know, I can't remember exactly, but the statement that she made had me, my perspective on it was on some shit like, you saying like, you can't be black, you can't be gay and be a slave. Like, you, like, a lot, okay, you say, no, we, like, take, you talking about black, like, they made it such a general, whatchamacallit, let's bring it to the motherfucking forefront. Let's talk about black, gay, whatchamacallit. Like, yeah, the gay movement is this and that, but I don't know. Like, maybe the gays do have more rights than black people. Maybe. But them rights don't cover you. The rights only help you with, you know, officials of the law. If they're truly officials of the law. Because some people could be officials of the law and not really be a true official of the law. So, if they're a true official of the law, then yeah, maybe. But that doesn't work on the everyday struggle. That doesn't work when you gotta live in a society where people don't understand you and they don't care to understand you. You get what I'm saying? It's just fucked up. But it's all not fucked up. It just has fucked up moments. You get what I'm saying? It'd be like, damn. You know, but people don't take account what we got going on because they don't give a fuck to know. Especially in the black community. Oh, that's just a boy. Toughen up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when a motherfucker kill a, you know what, excuse me, father. Then when something happens to them, or they do something to themselves. Not if something happened to them. When they do something, if they do something to themselves, then it's like, yo, forgive me, papa. Then it's like, yo, I wonder what happened, did this, did that. But the whole time you knew this child was of the LGBT community and opposed of embracing it and teaching self-love, you made this child feel ostracized, made him feel different, made him and her feel different, made them feel like there was something wrong with them, and then forced them to be quote-unquote straight. And that actually was something that happened with me, with my older sister, when I was younger and shit. And, you know, shit like that happens, you know, and it's just like, it's crazy. But the people see it, they know it, and opposed of accepting it, they be in denial. And it's like, all you doing is fucking up their self-confidence. And then making it easy for other motherfuckers to break them down. Because if you're coming from the home, you get what I'm saying? And they breaking you down, telling you not, you know, walk different. Fix your hand. Why you talk like that? Straighten up. All that shit. And then people outside say it. What the fuck you think they gonna believe? They get it from outside and they get it from in the house. You know, and you have to be given a very strong exterior. Cause I told my mother, I said, child, if I would have known what suicide was, I probably would have killed myself. Or tried to. And that's just honest. Because it was very traumatic, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still, and then, you know, it's still traumas that you go through, and it's still things that will affect you from when you are a child if you don't address them, you know? Certain things will trigger you and stuff like that. So, like, nobody's saying motherfuckers gotta be gung-ho high, but what y'all should do, if y'all are against it, is just try to understand somebody, because nobody wants to go through this shit. And nobody, I mean, I'm not mad at God. You get what I'm saying? And I don't feel like I ever was mad at God. Confused, yeah. Not connected, and then from a church member, like, child, please, I'll go on and on about this shit. It just makes me mad. Anyway, much prosperity to y'all. I will come back later. And just remember, We are all purposely filled. And just because you are of something, meaning you black, you this, you that, especially for the black people, you ain't gotta, you know, support them. Because at the end of the day, if the shoe's on us, so they may not support you. You see how you let black cisgender females get beat by niggas. Imagine if it's a trans. They probably come over there in a circle and encourage that shit. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. So, y'all be great. And, yeah, much prosperity, y'all.